It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Allison Cook. Allison is Executive Director of Government Affairs, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Great to see you.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
So let's start with work that's going on the Hill. You've got a farm bill. Hearings have already begun. What is it that NCBA is really moving to the top of the list, that big ask?
Right. So we're on the doorstep of the Farm Bill. We're really getting started having field hearings. We have a field hearing in Florida on this Saturday. You know, it gives us the opportunity to break down the bill via title and to kind of get into the weeds on some of the issues that are important to us. A couple of those things that are important to our industry is the research title as well as the conservation title. And then under the miscellaneous title, we would love to see a more robust foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. So taking a step back on the research side of things, we just want to make sure that ag research is still important and still put to the top. Unfortunately, ag research in this country doesn't see as much funding as other areas of research, and we want to continue to push that message that ag research and the ability to feed a growing population here in the U.S. and around the world is very important to the total life of an average citizen. So we want to continue to stress that ag research is important. On the conservation title, we want to continue to push programs that our producers use and they enjoy and they feel like works for them. And we want to preserve that relationship they have with NRCS. A lot of our producers will come in and tell us that they love that the NRCS agents can come to their ranch and come to their farm and work with them and that they can be good stewards of the land with the help from NRCS and that it's a great partnership. So we want to be able to preserve those relationships and those programs like EQIP that work well for our guys. And then the foot and mouth disease vaccine bank is very important to our producers. It's not an if, but a when it comes to foot and mouth disease. We really feel strongly that we need to be prepared. Right now, we're working with the pork industry as well as our sheep friends and our dairy friends to make sure that this is a priority within this bill, within this farm bill. It's not an inexpensive task that we're taking on, but we know that the importance of spending a little bit now to safeguard ourselves and our herds so that if we do have an outbreak down the road, that we're not spending billions of taxpayer dollars to take care of the problem that we have.
So when we talk research, obviously working on the Hill, it's convincing members that that's important. A couple of research hearings already this week on the Senate side, both an appropriations side and a Senate Ag Committee. Do you find that message is being received?
I think when we have doctors on the panel that are giving specifics about how that research has benefited individual farmers in different states and how much crop they have saved or how we're helping to feed more people, I think the message gets across. I think it's great to hear from some of these science research type individuals that are in the weeds going to these ARS facilities and seeing the good work that's happening. And just showing that we have issues in the ag industry that we need to be able to head off so that we're able to feed our cows and that we're able to take those cows and feed them to people.
It's great to see you. Wish you the best.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Allison Cook, Executive Director, Government Affairs, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.